Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains tall tales and strange creatures. If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. You're walking through the deep forest of Wisconsin when you hear someone shout out, "Timber!" The sound of snapping branches reverberates off the forest around you. Thinking quickly, you dive out of the way of a crashing red oak tree. As loggers run up to you to make sure that you're okay, there's a beastly roar from the bushes. You and the loggers turn around in fear to see a massive green, furry beast with sharp, gnashing teeth and massive spikes on its back. Killian, what is this creature?
The chupacabra.
It's not the chupacabra, but that was a fair guess.
Because he had spikes on his back.
Yes, that was a fair guess. This is a cryptid that I don't know if you know about at all.
Nope.
Do you want to hear what it is?
Yes.
It's called the Hodag.
What the...
So let's open up the cryptid catalog and find out more.
Ba, 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 ba.
All right, so today's story is going to be a little bit different. There isn't a ton of information on the Hodag, but he is part of a special kind of folklore that we haven't really gotten to talk about yet. It's called a tall tale. Do you know what tall tales are?
Yeah. I know
what
they are. They're like make-believe stories that people make up.
Kind of, yeah, okay.
Yeah, one time Cusco imagined that he had a blue llama.
Oh, and that was his tall tale?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tall tales are an American style of folklore that come out of the wild frontiers of North America. Tall tales are stories shared by the woodsmen, loggers, and cowboys whose lifestyles dominated early American storytelling when much of North America was just starting to be settled.
When you said, somebody said, Timber! I thought we were talking about the woodsmen over the garden wall.
The woodsmen over the garden wall, yeah. That would have been a good one, but not today. Okay, so these tall tales are often campfire stories that loggers and cowboys made up to pass the time out in the empty expanse of North America. Think about our Badlands Banshee story. The cowboys were kind of sitting around the fire, eating dinner, and talking about the things that go bump in the night. That's how most nights were spent, creating fantastical beasts and stories to frighten their friends. Now, what I'm going to do today is talk about a whole bunch of tall tales, and some of them may just be made up scary stories, some of them may not be, and some might be real. So I'm going to leave it up to you and our listeners to decide what's real and what's a tall tale. Fair warning, there isn't a narrative story today, just a bunch of strangely named monsters and a little bit of information on each of them. Does that all sound good to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today's episode was inspired by our friends Andrea and Harvey, who suggested the Hodag. So thank you both for writing in and sharing your awesome idea. And not only did they share an awesome idea, but they sent a picture of a giant Hodag statue. And Harvey was sitting right in front of it. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. What does the Harvey to look like?
I'll show you the picture later. I should have had it ready for you. Hold on. Actually, you know what? We'll take a second and I'll find it.
Wait, let me see.
Hold on. Okay, so Harvey is 5 years old. And here is the Hodag.
That is huge.
And there's Harvey sitting right there in front of it.
Oh.
All right. So now that we know what the Hodag looks like, thanks to Harvey and Andrea, let's get started. So do you actually know anything about the Hodag other than what it looks like now?
Yeah, this is a little secret.
Okay, tell me your little secret.
I know nothing about the
Hodag. You know nothing about the Hodag? That's okay. I don't think they expect you to know about every cryptid. I think it's okay.
Yeah, like you said about the smiling man.
Yeah, you didn't know about him either. So the Hodag comes to us from Rhinelander, Wisconsin in the year 1985.
Oh, 1885. 1885.
I am so sorry. Oh my God, we almost gave bad information on this podcast. One of the first writings on the Hodag had this to say about its appearance. A distressingly creepy animal. The knobbly head wears a pair of prominent, bulging eyes and two heavy lateral horns. Something about the fashion of a male stag beetle. The body is covered in thick green fur that blends in with the forest around him. The claws are stout and powerful. The tail carries a wild hook, while a row of jagged stegosaurian dorsal spines to complete the picture.
The stegosaurus was what I thought we would talk about.
Okay, so you know how like stegosauruses have like the triangle horns, not horns, but like scales kind of on the back that like go down their spine?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. So he basically looks like a massive green bear with horns, sharp teeth, and a long dinosaur-like spike going down its very crooked tail. The Hodag was first spotted by a man named Eugene Shepherd. Eugene said that the beast was terrorizing loggers in the area, and he and a group of men went out to find and capture the beast.
Just like the vampire visitor.
Just like the your memory is bizarre to me.
I almost put that in the story too. But
while Eugene and his men went out to find the beast, some of the townspeople in Rhinelander said that it was the reincarnated essence of the hardworking oxen that the loggers used. It is said that Eugene and the men found the Hodag and used dynamite to kill the beast. 3 years later, Eugene found another Hodag and captured it, showing it off at traveling fairs. The discovery of the Hodag spread like wildfire across American newspapers. This cemented the Hodag into American folklore, and soon frontiersmen from all over were telling their stories of encounters with Hodags. Jeez. Today, the Hodag has become the mascot of the city of Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and people still claim to see the beast even today, saying things like, the Hodag took the fish right off their fishing line, that the Hodag gobbled up their golf balls, and that the sleeping Hodag in the road is why they were late to work. So, what do you think about the Hodag?
I think the Hodag should be treated good.
Should be treated good. So, do you think the Hodag is real or a tall tale?
Real.
I think so, too.
Because they said they killed one of them.
And they said they captured him. Yeah, so mm-hmm. That makes sense. So do you want to hear about some other tall tale beasts?
Mm-hmm.
So, Killian, let's hear about the hoop snake.
That is a weird name.
It is a weird name.
Just wait.
Oh, okay. Loggers would talk about...
Wait, stop.
Okay, go ahead.
I think the hoop snake is like a snake that like goes on a hula hoop.
That goes on a hula hoop or is round like a hula hoop?
No, it's like plays on a, with a
oh,
hula
Oh, plays hoop. With a hula hoop.
Is that funny?
That would be hilarious. Loggers would talk about how packs of poisonous snakes would bite into their own tails, make themselves into a hula hoop shape, and roll around after their prey. The hoop snakes are said to chase their prey and, as soon as they are close, would let go of their tail and fly straight for their meal and gobble it up in one bite.
Jeez.
So, like, look, so if a snake, he would bite his own tail and make himself look like a big circle and go round, 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 round.
And then...
Yep.
Like a...
What do you think you would do if you saw a team of hoop snakes racing after you through the forest? What would you do?
I would go on a mountain of rocks and I'll be like, Mommy, Daddy.
I think Daddy would be standing right next to you because Daddy doesn't like snakes. So I think that would make sense.
I think Mama would be right there to to get the snakes.
Yeah, mommy has to get the snakes out of our yard sometimes.
Yeah, just like Saint Patrick. He drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Yes, how did you know that?
It's from a TV show.
Oh, it's from that little cartoon that comes after the Grinch in that DVD he has. Okay. You're right. That's exact. But I just didn't know you knew that story. Yeah. Okay, so do you think that the hoop snakes are real?
No,
you think they're a tall tale?
Yeah.
Tall tale. Okay. So then there's
the... Hey, can we play like a little game?
A game? All right. So we started off with the hodag. You think that's real? Let's do hoop snake. Is it real or tall tale?
Uh-huh. We'll call it that.
Okay. Tell me. Hoop snake. Real or tall tale?
Tall tale.
All right. Womp womp. Then there's the lufferlang.
What is that?
I don't know. We'll find out. A donkey-like beast with a dark blue stripe running down its back with a long whip-like tail sticking out of the middle of its spine like a helicopter. The crazy thing about the lufferlang is that they are very aggressive, and it's said that it bites one person a year and that the bite means certain death. Apparently, Logger said that the day of the biting was July 12th. Oh, he made it specific. One calendar year. That's good. Do you know what Logger said was the best protection against the lufferlang?
What lufferlang?
The best protection? Orange handkerchief.
Orange handkerchief?
All right, Killian, do you think the lufferlang is real or tall tale?
Tall tale,
okay. Womp womp. Then we have the silver cat.
Ooh, I like that one.
A massive 300-pound mouse.
I thought it was like a, instead of furry cat, it would be like a stoned silver cat like this.
Okay, well, let's find out. So a massive 300-pound mountain lion-like beast that stalks the northern pine woods. She clings upside down in trees, kind of like a sloth, and uses her 11-foot tail with a hard spiky ball at the end to attack her prey. She waits for an unsuspecting man to walk beneath her and bam! She smacks them upside his head and wraps her long tail around them and then pulls them up into the tree and gobbles him up. Killian, do you think the silver cat is real or tall tale? Real, okay. Oh, I like that. Okay, then there's the whiffin' poof.
That sounds, I think it's like somebody, I think it's like a whiff.
Whiffin' poof. Whiffin' poof. So it's a massive fish the size of a bear. It sits at the bottom of large lakes and points its mouth to the surface and begins to suck in the water, making a whirlpool to gobble up fish, frogs, and sometimes a fisherman. So do you think Woof and Poof, is it real or tall tale?
Real.
I agree
with
you.
I think it lives in China.
No.
That's where the most big fishes are.
Oh, what a hot take. I didn't know that. Here's what I'll tell you, Killian.
It's only from Big City Greens.
Oh, it's from Big City Greens. Here's what I'll tell you, Killian. If sometimes
Big City Greens can teach you lessons.
I feel like you're trying to prove a point here. Let me tell you something. If anybody tells mommy about any underwater creature, no matter how crazy it sounds, mommy believes it. Because so much of the water and the oceans and the lakes and all the bodies of water we cannot get into or we can't go deep enough. So there's got to be the most wild animals that exist that we don't even know about.
Sheesh.
I know. So the last creature we are going to talk about is a known hoax. Do you know what the word hoax means?
Yes, hoax means not real.
Correct. So it's a known hoax that's still looked for, though, even today. The snipe. The snipe is a small bird the size of a chicken that has the most beautiful feathers in the shades of greens, blues, and pinks.
Hey, just like a peacock.
Kind of like a peacock, but they're small. So snipes are said to race around and hide in bushes all across North America. Now, I say they're a hoax, which means they're not real, right? If they're not real, then why do you think that people are still looking for them to this day?
I think, like, they're just trying harder.
Well, I've got an answer for you. You want to know what it is? Mm-hmm. You're going to love this. Snipes are one giant prank. Is that not great?
That is so awesome!
I know you love... You love pranks. Okay, so... Yeah,
one time I pretended I had no hands.
You did do that. That was a good prank. So oftentimes, when new folks would come to the frontier camps, the older people would send them out to hunt a snipe, telling the newbies that the snipes like to sleep near a certain spot in the woods. Excited to be involved with this new group of frontiersmen, the newbie would go out on a snipe hunt and stay gone for a day or two before returning, empty-handed, to a laughing group of frontiersmen. So if anyone ever tells you, Killian, you listeners, to go on a snipe hunt, they're sending you on a wild goose chase and they are playing a major prank on you. Is that cool?
Yes!
Okay. Other cryptids that have found their way into tall tales that we've talked about before are our good friend the Sasquatch, the Badland Banshee, and her skeleton buddy, and even the Jersey Devil. But we think those are all real, don't we?
Mm-hmm. So, and Lord,
well, yeah. So.
Well, the only one that does not believe in Nessie is Nathan.
No, Nathan believes in Nessie.
How about Daddy?
Daddy, do you believe in Nessie?
I do believe in our gentle friend Nessie.
Okay, so Killian, that was not only the Hodag, but a bunch of other wild tall tale creatures. Out of all of them, which was your favorite?
The Snipe.
The Snipe? The Snipe?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, why was the Snipe your favorite? Because it was a prank?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My favorite is the Hodag. I liked the Hodag. I thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, if tall tales are something that interests you, look up Paul Bunyan's stories. He is a very notable logger who had a large blue ox that helped him work. Paul Bunyan has hundreds of stories where he fought hodags with lemon juice, turned hoop snakes into firewood, and wrestled with silver cats. That's it, Killian.
That was crazy!
I know. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope Harvey enjoyed the story about the Hodag. So, thank you for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been...
The Cutest Places on the Planet.
What? The Cryptid Catalog.
The Cryptid Catalog. I just didn't finish my sentence.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I said, I am Killian, the cutest person on the face of the planet.
So modest.
You always say that to me.
I do say that to you. And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember?
The Cryptids are watching.
Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beemisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beemisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.